Whoever appeals to the law against his fellow man is either a fool or a coward. Whoever cannot take care of himself without that law is both. For a wounded man shall say to his assailant, if I live, I will kill you. If I die, you are forgiven. Such is the rule of honor.
To the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 72. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. And, let's just, get down to it. Put it down. Hey, put it down. Right now, put it down. And don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about. Put it down. What the fuck? Just fucking start off. It's fucking, again, I made it through this fucking shitty election cycle, and I still fucking find myself still going on, like, fucking YouTube and just watching pretty, pretty funny videos. Just people, like, fucking whatever, but this isn't about fucking politics. No, don't worry. It's fucking, he's got through the fucking whatever. He seems like fucking year-long garbage fucking election shit. I think I can finally stop being fucking bombarded with fucking retards' opinions and all those signs on people's lawns and shit. I mean, they just look like garbage, like all over the fucking driving wherever. You just see fucking like signs just fucking everywhere, red blue fucking signs just fucking all on people's lawns, and it's just fucking like visual fucking garbage. Just, you know, these bright fucking signs everywhere. It's in your face, fucking all over everywhere you fucking go. That shit's over. I mean, that's the one good thing about fucking, it's like, finally, after fucking whatever, only happens like every 4 years or so, even though, you know, people put up fucking shit for smaller fucking, like local elections and shit, but fucking, man, the fucking, just, sick of looking at it. It's finally gone. So, I mean, most of those are down, and then fucking almost immediately, just fucking everywhere you look, fucking put it down, fucking everywhere. I don't know. I guess it's some fucking police propaganda, fucking campaign or whatever to get people to stop using their cell phones while they're driving, I guess. It's a big, like, flashing billboard, you know what I mean, at the fucking police station, like, oh, put it down, blah, 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 save lives, like that garbage. So I'm assuming it's some kind of organized fucking, you know, professional fucking signs, you know what I mean? So fucking obviously somebody's handing them out and they're getting them somewhere. It's just one of those things, like fucking, yeah, I mean, I think everyone's aware that it's distracting to fucking look at your phone while you're driving, you know what I mean? Just, pretty common sense. I mean, if you do it, you know, fucking, I do it quite often, whatever, and not that often, and I'm fucking listening to fucking shitty podcasts and like changing them or whatever, and fucking starting a new one up as I'm driving, and just fucking, oh, even that, it's like fucking up. We gotta wait till fucking nobody is, you know, if roads are clear and fucking, you know, you got a nice path or you're at a stoplight or something, then you fucking do it, you know what I mean? And fucking. pretty common sense that this is distracting. But, you know what else is fucking distracting? All these fucking goddamn signs on the side of the road fucking telling you what to do. That's distracting to me, you know? And just, you know, what about all the other dumb shit people do too while they're fucking driving? I mean, the other day I'm stuck behind a fucking, again, it's fucking people I always assume like they're fucking like drunk or like whatever the fuck they're doing, or they're looking at their phone, like whatever, or just fucking, you know, idiots who can't fucking drive and just fucking, you know, swerving, fucking slowing down and shit, and just like, so yeah, I mean, the other day I'm fucking, you know, behind some ladies, you know, she's driving like a piece of shit and just fucking get to a stoplight, and she's putting on fucking makeup in her car, like looking in her rearview mirror and shit, and just, you know, I should have just pulled up beside her and just, hey, put it down, put it down, put your fucking mascara down, like, you know, you know, if there were signs for that, I mean, clearly, like, you know, put the mascara down, I mean, that would have, she wouldn't have done it. She would have been, oh, I didn't know, I wasn't aware. I mean, she knows she's a fucking moron, she just doesn't care, like most people. Like me, I don't give a fuck about anything, so there you go. I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, if a sign doesn't tell me not to do something, like, I completely forget about it. Like, oh yeah, I forgot that fucking, you know, the anti-drunk driving campaigns, you know, that's out of fucking style right now. It's not in vogue, so, I mean, so fuck it. I mean, I don't, like, step into a car unless I'm fucking, like, you know, nearly fucking blackout drunk now, because, you know, nobody said that, so I assume it's, like, illegal now, and, like, whatever, nobody cares, it's just no signs anywhere, so, must be okay, and, you know, I never wear my fucking seatbelt, but, I mean, I really don't, so, you know, but if a cop pulls me over, I mean, I just tell them, like, you know, I didn't see any signs telling me to fucking buckle up, so I didn't know, I didn't see any buckle up, it's the law signs lately, so, you know, go fuck yourself, and I just fucking peel out, and he's fucking, damn, he got me, you know, he found the loophole, it just fucking drives me nuts, I mean, not only is it fucking, you know, advertising fucking slogans in your fucking face, which I fucking hate, obviously, I mean, you know, fucking advertising, but, you know, it's probably some fucking faggots in a fucking office building coming up with, like, queer slogans like that, you know, like, fucking, like, oh, I don't know, like, what do you know, for this campaign, and fucking, you know what I mean, they fucking probably get paid, like, you know, 100 grand a fucking year, just hanging out, oh, fucking put it down, that sounds good, and they fucking, whatever, dude, no, it's just like that, and, like, it's just, between that, and just feel like people just can't help themselves, like, telling other people what to do, you know what I mean, just fucking, don't do this, oh, don't do that, you know, tisk tisk, like, that type of shit, just fucking, you know, my lawn told you how to fucking vote last week, and, you know, and then, now, whatever, I fucking took that down again, no, that's over, so I gotta, you know, switch that out with something else to tell you what to do, and how to drive and fucking use your phone, just like, fuck you, dude, fuck off, like, just, I'm sick of looking at it, and I fucking hate you, burn your fucking house down at some point, but, gruntfreepress.com is the website, by the way, Grunt Free Press Podcast, podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email. I'm absolute DSI if I didn't say that, and if you can't tell, I'm a little short on material, and I'm fucking tired, so, yeah, fucking holidays, yeah, Thanksgiving last week, or this week, whatever the fuck, however you want to look at it, I'm all flipped around, I don't know fucking night from day, there's fucking cats walking on the ceiling, fucking, something else random I could think of if it wasn't so just like kind of fucked up, but whatever. But yeah, I had to work fucking Black Friday, so I just the week it's all fucked up and pretty much still fucking. I don't know why I fucking explain that. Oh, it's gonna be fun. It's just a normal episode, I guess. Pretty much, it just happens like every week. Something retarded happens to me. It could be I'm retarded. I mean, I've been, you know, tossing up that theory here and there. But I had to work fucking Black Friday. Just fucking dealing with fucking customers. I mean, I don't have a fucking much to say, much wisdom there, other than fucking, you know, people seem to not be even bothering the fucking Black Friday. You know, more and more people are realizing, like, hey, I can just fucking buy this online, you know what I mean, not on Black Friday, you know what I mean, and fucking probably for cheaper, and just, like, whatever, like a normal person, but instead of fucking standing in line like an idiot in the fucking cold, and dealing with fucking crowds of retards, other retards, but just the report from the fucking floor, ground floor. It seemed a video game related. It seemed like a lot of fucking Xboxes and fucking Xbox games and shit were getting sold. Not too many PlayStations, and nobody seemed to be giving a flying fuck about PSVR or fucking. I don't think I heard fucking. The only VR thing I heard was some, like, fucking, like, little drone, like, toy thing for kids. Like, fucking, oh, you know where the VR is? And they were talking about, like, some little fucking, like, drone thing for, like, 10-year-olds. So, yeah, go figure. Go figure that. Fucking nobody gives a shit about fucking VR. No, regular people, anyway. But, I mean, again, of course, that's just my fucking boots on the ground fucking anecdotal fucking experience. So, I mean, don't start with the fucking, oh, PS4 was on top of the sales chart, like, fucking for November. Oh, you fucking liar. Like, oh, fucking all that shit. Fucking bullshit. In my experience, was nobody gave a shit about fucking, you know, VR or fucking PlayStation, anything. So, there you go. Even I was in a fucking line for, like, little tablets and shit, like, fucking, like iPad, almost like iPad thing or whatever, little notebook. Nobody gave a shit about that. Like electronics in general, I think it's kind of like oversaturated at this point. People just fucking have what they need and don't fucking care, like whatever. The other fucking little video game related thing I had on fucking Black Friday was over here in one of my fucking colleagues, my fucking, another employee talking about fucking video games, and they're fucking, I was all this shit in, like, the center aisle, there's fucking bins of fucking games, and fucking, we're all just kind of, like, dicking around, and I'm walking by, I just hear him fucking talking, you know, pointing at these games, like, fucking, he's pointing at, PS4 games, talking about the Uncharted collection, The Last of Us, and he's saying, like, all these games here are amazing, talking about fucking Uncharted, and then fucking, and this one here, this is one of the best ever made, fucking, The Last of Us. I just kind of, like, stopped for a second, and I was gonna, like, chime in, like, fucking, like, one of those games there is good, in that collection there, and just, Two of them are fucking complete ass, and fucking, you know what I mean, and fucking, oh man, The Last of Us is really fucking boring too, but I fucking held back. I didn't want to fucking engage with any of that, any people, especially people I work with. So I just kind of like gave, like, fucking stop, like looked him in the eye, just gave, like, the biggest, like, fucking half cock, like, piece of shit grin, and just fucking, like, just kept walking, just fucking, like, I didn't even want to get fucking started. But anyway, fucking games that I fucking played. Anyway, keep going through, the Mega Man Legacy Collection. Pre-apology. I don't really give a shit, to be honest with you, but fucking, just a heads up. I mean, it's fucking just like, I've been playing, like, a lot of the same shit. Just fucking, like, fucking again, just cause I'm so, like, tired and fucked up when I get back. I'm just like, I don't want to, like, start anything yet to, like, really be engaged with. So it's a lot of the same shit I've been playing for the past couple weeks, but keep going through the Mega Man Legacy Collection on fucking Steam, PC, whatever. Beat 4 and Mega Man 4. I mean, that's an odd one. Just it's just paced really fucking weird. Just fucking, you know, the difficulties all over the fucking place. And I know I've played it. I know that much, obviously, but I don't know it particularly well. I couldn't figure out, like, why exactly. I'm like, yeah, it seems familiar, but I just can't, like, you know what I mean? I must have played this, but why do I not know what the fuck, like, what's what? And, first I was thinking, like, maybe it's too easy. I mean, I've heard people say, too, like, fucking, like, four is no good. And just fucking, like, oh, yeah, it seems okay. Just fucking, again, I don't really know, like, what, where to go, like, which order to do shit or, like, whatever. But, so I'm playing the initial levels of just fucking the eight bosses or whatever, and, yeah, there's fucking, like, I'm like, people must not like this, it's too, like, fucking, like, easy. I mean, there's fucking, like, E-tanks all over the place. You know, most of the fucking levels, I mean, you can easily fucking grab, like, two or three fucking, like, E-tanks, like, no problem, and, you know, they carry over the E-tags, they carry over, even if you fucking, like, die and, like, continue and shit, like, you use all your lives and fucking continue, you'll still have your fucking E-tank, so, you know, there were a few times where, you know, I was having trouble, having trouble on a fucking stage and fucking, like, I'm kind of stuck, but I can probably do this, so I'd fucking just, replay through, like, play, you know, you can go back and even the stages you've already beat, you can go back and fucking replay them, so I'd go back to, like, Skullman's fucking stage and play that a couple times and fucking, like, now I'm fucking have, like, you know, I'm stocked up, fucking ton of fucking E-tanks, like, whatever, you can get through just about anything, then you can, just through, like, going through again, even if fucking, keep getting fucked up, but just fucking pop an E-tank and there you go, you know, you just have to go back to that fucking stage and just grind a couple times to get, like, you know, whatever, stock up, like, six of them, whatever, so go through, like, three times, so it's just kind of like a grind like that to stock up, but, and I don't know if I've mentioned how much I fucking hate grinding, but not a fan of fucking grinding for anything, and the game kind of seems, like, built around that, you know, like, fucking, like, a couple of the bosses are just, like, cheap as fuck. Like, there's no way you're going to get past them without a fucking E-tank, you know? So, I don't even know if fucking one of them is even possible to beat fucking, Light Man, I think. I don't know, Bulb Man, some stupid shit like that. You with the fucking light, you, like, freezes you pretty much, and he fucking shoots at you, and I don't even know if it's fucking possible to beat him without fucking, like, you know, taking damage, like, enough damage that you'd have to use a fucking E-tank, you know? Which is kind of bullshit, and, even if you use, like, you know, all the bosses have, like, the fucking other boss weapon that they're weak against, and, for him, it's fucking, you know, you use, Toad Man, I think, fucking Fry, I think it's fucking Toad Man, he uses, like, the fucking, the acid rain thing, and fucking, that's the pro tip, fucking, I don't know if you have the fucking, right words down, whatever the fucking right, boss name's down, but fucking, yeah, you use fucking the toad dude, at the fucking, the acid rain thing, the fucking, the dude freezes you, though, and fucking, you, no matter what, you're gonna take fucking damage, so, he's freezy in fucking place, you can't do, like, jack shit until he hits you, and, you know, it's pretty fucking cheap, and it's just fucking, like, hey, he's gonna do, you know, if he runs into you, he fucking does enough, but he'd fucking kill you without the tank, so I don't know. So that dude sucks. Then you get, a ring man, he's kind of a fucking ball buster, too, and, granted, no, I'm not fucking looking at fucking YouTube for fucking, like, hot strats or, like, whatever, you know, fucking, pro tips, oh, you can glitch, I know there's some fucking, like, bullshit, like, fucking, oh, if you hit, like, the pause button, oh, wouldn't you just do that, it's the real pro tip, you just fucking, some garbage, like, you fucking just keep hitting the pause button, and fucking, as you, like, hit somebody, and fucking just, like, freezes, and fucking just, like, do, like, pretty much infinite fucking damage, you know, some bullshit glitch like that, oh, why don't you do that, it's like, no, I mean, fucking, like, talking about playing the game like a normal fucking person, but it's just, like, I don't know, just a couple of the bosses, like, dude, these guys seem fucking, like, cheap, and they're almost, like, impossible to fucking, like, you know, kill without fucking taking damage, you know, and it didn't seem like the case, like, it seems like they fucking, like, told, like, they upped, like, how much fucking damage they do to you, and, like, fucking, even when you figure out, like, oh, you know, they're weak against this, it used to be, like, before, And you figure out the whatever weapon they're weak against, like fucking, it's like, ah, oh, it's pretty much like over. Like that's like half of it. I mean, you might have to fucking dodge a couple shots or whatever, but you were good. As you've like progressed through the game, like some of the level design is just fucking like poorly fucking like thought out, like fucking how they do it. Which just kind of adds to, like, you know, the game being, like, hard or whatever. It just seems, like, cheap. Like, you'll start out a fucking stage, and there'll be all these fucking weapon fill-up fucking pellets or whatever the fuck. Like, you know, the fucking ones, they'll be, like, blue, and then you switch to, like, whatever weapon you want to fucking fill up your energy for. So you'll start out a fucking, like, stage, and there's you know, ton of those at the, like, very beginning of the stage. Is fucking, like, well, why are they here at the fucking beginning? Like, they might need them, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need them here. Like, fucking put them, like, towards the end, you know? I don't know. I fucking, you know, you can't, like, go back there, like, later. So it's fucking, like, oh, you play through the stage and you get fucking, like, blocked off. It's like, dude, like, if I die and I restart this fucking stage, dude, like, all my shit's, like, refilled anyway. So why are these fucking pellets here? They should be at the fucking end. I don't know. Especially the fucking, the second to last level of the fucking game is just like fucked. Like, I almost quit. Like, I almost quit the game. It's like so fucking infuriating. You start at the level, there's a fucking, you know, E-tank right there. You can fucking pick up, an extra life, and there's all these fucking, you know, those fucking weapon refill fucking containers, fucking pellets, like whatever. So, again, and fucking, like, dude, like, why are they there? Like, I don't know, like, fucking, like, the E-tank makes sense, and the fucking, like, the extra life, I guess, why all the fucking, the weapon refill is there. I mean, fuck, it makes sense, like, the first time you play through, but, so, yeah, I mean, you fucking go through, then you have to fucking fight all the fucking bosses again in a row, like, all 8 of them or whatever. Pretty standard for fucking Mega Man, except, you know, again, as I was just saying, the bosses seem fucking, like, cheap as shit in fucking 4. I mean, so you have to use your fucking E-tank and shit and just, lose your lives, you know, whatever, you fucking, you know, die, you lose all your fucking lives, fucking, you know, continue the fucking stage, and you start out in that fucking, that room again, fucking, hey, the one E-tank there, and then fucking, like, all the useless fucking weapon refills. It's like, dude, this fucking, again, it would have made sense if you could fucking, like, I can go back there to fill the shit up, like, whatever, but. I'm just fucking frustrating. I'm just fucking, like, I don't know. Again, you end up fucking facing those bosses and, like, you know, one or two of them fucking, like, oh, I gotta use the fucking, this one, you know, an E-tank, and fucking, they only give you fucking one at the beginning, so it's like fucking, like, oh, I just fucking made, like, negative progress if I even tried, like, trying, you know? So that you end up fucking, like, I ended up, I know, again, I'm not fucking, like, pro, I'm not fucking, what the fuck ever. I'm not fucking Mr. fucking Mega Man YouTube at fucking Mega Man Pro on Twitter, but, you're grinding to fucking stock up on those fucking E-tanks. It's fucking, like, again, say fucking get good all you want, but I mean, I've been fucking, you know, playing that fucking same fucking stage probably like 20 times, and 20 times I was actually trying to beat it, you know what I mean? Not fucking just like, I have to fucking play it to fucking grind, play to fucking get an E-tank and die, and fucking get another one and die and get another one, like, type of deal. Like, I was probably, like, actually, like, trying, like, fucking, like, 20 fucking times, you know, trying to beat all the bosses, and, I was getting, you know, it's like, dude, at that point, it's like, yeah, I know all these fucking bosses, and they're still fucking pains in the ass, dude. They're still fucking pretty cheap, some cheap bullshit going on. You know, fucking, they'll look 4-hit fucking kills, usually, fucking, they'll kill you, like, fucking, pretty much, like, one little slip-up, and you just, you know, just, like, ah, fucks yourself over, because it's fucking just, like, they're still, like, not even, like, set patterns, like, they're all, like, again, they're constantly, like, fucking, like, rushing you, like, constantly fucking, constant fucking rush down, just fucking, like, trying to, like, run into you and fucking, like, do, like, quarter of your fucking life gone on top of their whatever the fuck, like, their little gimmicky fucking weapons are and, like, that shit. Just fucking, you know, they'll be fucking shooting shit all over the fucking place and fucking running at you, and just, like, fucking, like, oh, if I fuck up, like, a little bit of just, like, throwing them off, then, like, it, like, throws off everything and just, like, yeah, just, you know, fuck yourself over pretty quick, and you do that, and fucking, like, oh, you know, then you fucking, again, you fucking die there, and you don't. Then you fucking all restart, fight him again. But then you won't have enough fucking energy. You know what I mean? For the right weapon to fight him. So it's just like, dude, just fuck. All, you know what I mean? You're fucked. And you can't fucking go back to like again that first room and fill up. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking they have those refill things like near. Now where you can get them, it's just like, no, it's like, that's it. Then just fucking just up again, just fucking kill yourself and fucking, I want to kill yourself in fucking real life and just, you know what I mean? Pretty garbage, I thought. So I was getting fucking pissed. It's just, you know, it was just fucking, you know, on one hand, it's fucking, I can just keep fucking banging my head against this, trying to get past it. But it's fucking, dude, if I die, I'm going to go out fucking, again, you probably guaranteed to waste at least fucking the one E tank that you fucking picked up, and then plus probably in another one like later on. So I was just like, dude, I'm fucking like again negative for fucking trying to beat this and getting like fucking like punished. You know what I mean? They're not fucking like giving me enough shit to do it. So then if you want, you know what I mean? If you want to fucking stock up, it's like, dude, I'm gonna have to fucking keep grinding even more. No, I just sat there. I mean, it's fucking, again, I fucking hate grinding. I was fucking just sitting there, like, fucking up, grab a fucking E-tank, fucking die, grab an E-tank, fucking die, like, over and over. And, again, I'm not a fan of fucking grinding. You know, just fucking, continue fucking, you know, run as fast as I can to fucking dive man, let him fucking kill me three times, continue fucking, I probably did that for, like, 2 fucking hours, like, no lie, like, fucking, like, not like at once, but I mean, like, try to get up. I mean, you carry fucking 9 of those tanks at once, so it's fucking, like, just trying to do that, just fucking, and trying to beat the fucking, all the stages fucking up. You fucking did a couple times, they had, like, whatever, like, 7 or 8 fucking tanks, and I couldn't figure out how to beat the fucking, the last dude of that fucking Dr. Wily at the end, so it's fucking, like, dude, now I have to fucking sit there and do all this shit again. Probably, like, 2 hours of fucking, like, grinding, or 2 hours of being fucking stuck on that goddamn level anyway. Just kind of fucking ridiculous, and just, because, again, we beat those fucking 8 bosses, and then just fucking, you had to fight, Dr. Wily, you had to fucking fight him in, like, two stages there, so it's just like, dude, it's fucking, one of those deals where it's fucking, you know, once you know how to fight him, it's not too bad, but, getting to that point, and, like, trying shit out, such a fucking pain in the ass. I mean, you're fucking, again, you're using your resources. Like, the first time you fight him, it's like, oh, I gotta, you know, cycle through all your fucking, your weapons, and just fucking, like, oh, is he weak, well, is he weak against this? Can I hit him with this? And just fucking, again, you're fucking taking hits, you're fucking popping your fucking E-tank and shit, just trying to figure out what the fuck, and trying to figure out his fucking patterns and all that, and, him, like, fuck, his weakness there is, like, so, like, particular. It's, like, something you never do, like, you never do it in any other part of the game. So it's just, like, oh, here's, this boss after you faced, again, this fucking, that pain in the ass, like, all, facing all the 8 bosses in a row, and fucking, like, you know, again, you're short on all your shit, you fucking probably used a fucking one of your E-tanks. Now here's this guy, and, like, figure out, like, a completely new fucking, like, it's just like a mechanic. Not like, it's not like something he's doing. It's like something you gotta do. It's like, so, you have to do like this fucking, like, ultra precise, like, fucking jump and, release of, like, a charged fucking shot, like, the split second before you hit, like, the maximum fucking height of your jump. So it's fucking, you're charging up a fucking shot, like, just a regular fucking shot is how I did it anyway. It's like you jump, and it's not like fucking, like, oh, I hit the fucking height of the jump, and I fucking let it go, and it fucking, like, you know, hit his weak spot. It's like, dude, you gotta fucking jump, and, like, just before you hit the fucking height, you gotta let it go, and just fucking, like, dude, it's like, I don't know. It's tough to explain. Again, it just took me forever to fucking, like get that down. It kept, like, again, it's trying everything, just fucking, like, whatever. I ended up fucking trying to use the fucking stupid fucking dog, like, fucking, like, oh, do I have to use the fucking, like, jump fucking spring dog, and just fucking, like, keep springing up and fucking, like, hitting him that way, and just fucking, like, dude, this is gonna fucking, like, take forever, then just fucking, oh, I ran out of that again, and just fucking, like, dude, like, this is ridiculous, and just, again, just eating through all my fucking resources, and fucking, it's like, oh, great, now I have to fucking grind again to try to get him, and just fucking, yeah, no, it just fucking just takes forever to get that fucking down, just fucking, And again, if you die to him, you have to, it's not like you start at him with all the bosses fucking killed. It's like, nope, you gotta fucking restart the stage all over again, fight the 8 bosses again, which isn't that hard, but it's just fucking like, I have no fucking resources, I have no fucking E-tanks again, so, yep, you gotta fucking grind and just fucking, I don't know. Of all the fucking, you know, of the fucking 4 games, that, again, that I've played through, this time, like, recently, just fucking, that's the fucking one stage I just thought, like, dude, this is, like, fucking, like, poorly designed, like, fucking, like, straight up, like, this is, like, bad game design is fucking, like, driving me nuts, that I had to fucking keep, like, grinding like this, and just, again, Evan his fucking weakness be that precise, like, fucking jump with the charge shot. I mean, I'm not a fucking fan to begin with of the charge shot. Just fucking, it was in fucking Mega Man 3 too. Felt fucking like there was just like a completely like optional thing. It's like fucking like, oh, I can like spam fucking fire. I can spam these fucking quick single shots as much, you know, it's going to do as much damage as a fucking charge shot, like fucking more or less, you know what I mean? But, in 4, I mean, the spots where it's just like, you have to use it. Like, you have to use the fucking, charge shot. And, yeah, some of the boss weapons too, like, the, you know, you can charge those up too. And just, you know, it's just fucking, it's just, I hate the fucking, that sound, like the fucking, like, ringing sound, like when your fucking shit's charged up. Just, it sounds like a fucking, like an alarm or something, just fucking, like, real loud and just really fucking annoying. And it's not like fucking, it's like, dude, this sucks. Like, having to do that. It's just like, I don't know. It's cool that it's like, again, it's fucking just a point where it's like, this is getting kind of overcomplicated. Like, fucking, like, having to run around and it's fucking like, am I supposed to be running around with this fucking thing charged up? It's just fucking driving me nuts, that fucking sound. And it also seems kind of like inconsistent about how it charges up and just fucking, or if it stays charged too. It's like, you know, it's like you have to hold the, yeah, it's a fucking NES game. There's only 2 buttons, so it's fucking like, oh, you have to hold the shoot button, which can mean that, you know, you'll end up fucking shooting a normal bullet before, like, it registers that, that you're trying to fucking charge the shot up, you know, and it's fucking, it just kind of sucks if, again, that, like, the Pharaoh shot or whatever the fuck it is, like, you know, it's like, oh, I want to fucking charge up this boss weapon or whatever, so... Yeah, you end up fucking, like, wasting a fucking shot of that before you know what I mean, before you fucking, it starts charging, but it's fucking like, dude, I'm gonna fucking, like, waste this energy that I can't get back, you know what I mean, before you fucking even start doing what you want to do. And then it seems like sometimes, like, fucking, oh, you know, I have a shot fucking charged, but, sometimes you'll get hit, and then fucking, like, you'll keep the charge anyway, and then, like, sometimes you fucking, you'll get hit, and you lose it for, like, whatever reason, like, I don't know, and fucking, So again, I mean, like, particularly with the fucking, you know, with that Pharaoh shot, I mean, you fucking, like, it also, like, fuck, when you use that, fucking, you know, you get, like, a charged up shot of the normal fucking Pharaoh fucking, like, energy bullet, plus it gives you, like, a huge fucking, like, ring or whatever, ball above your head that you can fucking, like, hit people with and, like, whatever, but fucking, you know, you'll have that charge, you get fucking hit, and the game will start, like, flickering or whatever, and just, you know, you have that fucking giant ball over your head, and it's fucking, like, it'll disappear. It's fucking, like, well, did I, you know what I mean, did it fucking, like, hit whatever hit me, or is it just fucking, like, you know what I mean, or is it the game fucking, like, flickering, and just fucking, or is it gonna come back when it stops flickering, or is my charge still, is shot still fucking charged, or, like, whatever, and just, yeah, I mean, you can't tell, so it's fucking like, oh, you know, you try to fucking hold the button down again, you end up fucking wasting, like, you know what I mean? It's like, sometimes you did have a charge, so you fucking end up just, like, blowing, like, by trying to hit the button again, you fucking blowing a full fucking, you know, charge shot into fucking, like, nothing, and you're fucking, you know, you just end up fucking wasting all your fucking ammo and shit. Just, I don't know, fuck the charge shot, pretty much. Yeah, just give me a fucking simple 2-button Mega Man game, fucking damn it. I mean, is it too late to complain about a game that came out in fucking 1991? I don't know, but I'm gonna anyway, so. fuck that. Go back to your roots, Mega Man. Fucking, you know, at Grunt Free Press, I mean, we fucking pride ourselves in being only bringing you the hottest news and staying relevant to current topics and games. So there you go. That's fucking Mega Man, I think. That's all the Mega Man I'll talk about for today anyway. Still two more games in that series I get to play. In that collection, anyway. But I'll take a break, and I'll be back.
If the bullets come, and shock the state, if there's a straight crisis, and they live,
the country runs, what technology?
Let go, let go, let go, let's cuddle.
The country runs, what technology?
Let go, let go, let go, let's cuddle. Reflect your bed, I'm going to have set. Running country, running digital.
The country runs, what technology?
Let go, let go, let go, let's cuddle.
The country runs, what technology?
Let go, let go, let go, let's cuddle. Police come and drop the stakes. And then the church turns and they live. If the police come and drop the stakes. And then the church turns and they live.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I promised you I'd get current, so let's we get Resident Evil 7 comes out next month, I think, I don't know, I don't even fucking know. But it's not even out yet, so how's that for current? That's like future current, what you'd call that, future proofing Resident Evil 7, fucking, at some point. So let's talk about fucking Resident Evil 5. It came out like, I don't know, fucking 10, no, it can't be 10 years ago. Well, maybe like 5 to 7 years ago, I don't know. I'm really bad with fucking dates. I don't know how fucking people do that. They're fucking like, oh yeah, that, remember that? That was fucking, that was fucking, whatever. Fucking 2001, because that's when I fucking, whatever. Remember I was in the fucking, I moved here, and that was the year that we did it. I don't fucking know. Like, whatever. It's all a fucking blur. Fucking 32 years is fucking, like, garbage. Garbage dump of my fucking life. I don't fucking know. Like, fucking whatever. Resident Evil 5, you know, that fucking hot blockbuster all the fucking kids want for fucking Christmas. The more I played it, I mean, the more I fucking wasn't sure about it. I ended up fucking like beating it, and towards the end, I ended up fucking liking it. So, but fucking as I was taking my little notes here, I was fucking like, I don't know about this fucking game. Like, I know I used to fucking like love it, and I played a fucking shit ton of it, but when it came out, it's not a bad fucking game. It's not bad. It's fucking, they pretty much, you know, they took the fucking combat from fucking Resident Evil 4, which was good. I mean, fucking, you know, good system. I mean, that's the fucking cornerstone for fucking modern third-person shooters anyway, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You've heard that shit, and fucking, you know, fucking, it all goes back to Resident Evil 4, kind of. I mean, plus this game and that game and, like, whatever. But, I mean, just the fucking, the basic aiming system of fucking, like, you gotta stop, hold, like, whatever the fuck, left trigger, and, I mean, they used fucking A to shoot, or whatever the fuck, whatever it was. I mean, I played on GameCube, too, originally, 4, when it came out, but, all the re-releases and shit, it's pretty much fucking, you know, hold the left trigger to fucking stop, and, like, aim, and then fucking right trigger to shoot, like, that type of deal, in third person, with the fucking, like, laser pointer, fucking whatever, laser fucking, showing you where you're gonna shoot and shit, and just, yeah, I mean, that system was fucking perfect for fucking, for Resident Evil 4, anyway. And then in 5, I mean, they're trying to take that and make, you know, they're trying to make this kind of, like, co-op, like, arena shooter fucking game, and, just like fucking, you know, once you get the system down, it feels kind of like, so, like, at first, it's fucking like, oh, yeah, it's still, like, you know what I mean, kind of like survival horror, like, at first, it's fucking like, you know, it's like, mobs are fucking enemies coming at you, and you're fucking like, you can't move and shoot. You get a fucking like, I don't want to back myself into a corner, and fucking, once you get like the system down of, you know, how to move, how to fucking aim, and, you know, jump over shit, and fucking kick open doors, and fucking, you know, jump through windows, and like, once you get that down again, it's again, not too different from fucking 4, but, more action-y still, I guess, even though, just because you always have fucking somebody with you, fucking, who can help, and just, you know, figuring out what to do with her, and just fucking, Yeah, once you figure all that shit out, it's just kind of like, is this just kind of like a fucking, just a shooter? Like, almost like a more, like, soulless fucking, you know what I mean? Just doesn't have that atmosphere that fucking 4 had. And, I mean, I get that. I mean, again, it's a co-op game. I mean, 100% co-op game. They want, like, every second of the game, they want to be able to be played by, like, two people, you know what I mean? One fucking, you know, two people controlling fucking the characters or whatever. Again, they just kind of throw in the AI if you're not fucking playing with somebody, but, so it's like you kind of have to sacrifice, like, some of the pacing and the atmosphere and shit, because you're doing it like that, you know what I mean? It's fucking less like, like in 4, it's fucking, you have, like, that, you know, little sections where it's fucking like, you're controlling, like, you know what I mean? You're fucking, like, being carrying what the fuck, the president's daughter there, like Ashley around or whatever. But I mean, those are like little like that was like a change of pace. Like here is like constantly just fucking like we have to have fucking you have to keep in mind two people are fucking playing, keep them both engaged type of deal. So it's fucking like you can't have two like, you know, any long stretches where nothing's happening or just fucking like whatever. So it's just like, but again, you play it solo and fucking with the AI, it's fucking like some of that shit's like, it just feels kind of like hollow, you know what I mean? Like you can see through it of just fucking like how it's laid out, fucking like two paths everywhere and fucking like, you know, fucking throw her up here and like whatever. I mean, there's that. And plus a couple of the fucking, speaking of bosses fucking driving me nuts. There are a couple of them that were fucking in Resident Evil 5 that were making me fucking crazy. Again, kind of a theme for this episode, I guess. Fucking bosses are driving me fucking nuts, and just Capcom games too. There's nothing you fucking think of. Fucking Mega Man and fucking Resident Evil, both Capcom games. You know, six main Resident Evils, six fucking main Mega Mans. Fucking, is there some kind of pattern here? Is it like 6 o'clock? I mean, 666 is a mark of the devil. I mean, what's going on here? I don't know. Fucking end times, surely. Hashtag Pizzagate. It's the, I don't know. They're fucking, you know, yeah, the boss is a fucking really fucking bullet spongy. You know, again, it's fucking, that's not rare for fucking like a Resident Evil game. I mean, most of the fucking Resident Evil bosses are just fucking like, you know, ammo checks, like fucking the old ones anyway, just fucking, and the new ones, I guess. It's fucking like, you know, dump all your ammo in here. Did you fucking save enough ammo to fucking pass this pretty much? And, here's this fucking, There'll be fucking like gimmicks and shit, you know, like designed around having fucking two people playing, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, you know, have like the boss will have a weak point on his back, you know what I mean? So fucking one of you off the draw its attention out, or what do they call it? Fucking running aggro, drawing aggro, whatever the fuck, as the kids say, and just fucking, you know, so like one person has to fucking like, you know, kite it around. I think that's another fucking MMO term, whatever, like kiking it around. It's, you know, so fuck, you know, one person's fucking drawing it one way and the other person's supposed to get behind it and fucking like shoot it in this fucking weak point in its fucking back and just, yeah, trying to do that with the fucking AI is fucking like nearly fucking impossible, or fucking just takes a really fucking long time anyway. Just fucking like, dude, what are you fucking doing? Like, please just fucking stop, like being right up my ass. Like, you know, I'll be running to get behind the thing and fucking like turn around and fucking like shoot it, because obviously fucking why would, you know what I mean, why would she fucking why would Shiva fucking Sheva like fucking not be like shooting it or fucking doing something so I can get behind it, like so I'll fucking run past it, turn around to shoot, and it's fucking like it's following me because it's also following her because she's fucking like right fucking up my ass and just like yeah, it's just fucking the AI just fucking decided to follow right behind me instead of like flanking the fucking thing or just like staying still and fucking like shooting or like anything. Just, no, it can be pretty fucking frustrating, especially when you're fucking running low on fucking ammo and health and shit. And you've been like fighting this fucking thing for like 15 minutes. Just like, dude, I just need you to fucking stay here and just fucking do something. Just fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking distract it, like anything. So it can become like a kind of like, metagame, you know, you're trying to trick your fucking partner AI into not being retarded, and you're fighting her. Like, she's the other boss. The other part of the boss is trying to get the fucking AI to not be fucking an idiot. And, yeah, as I'm playing, I'm just remembering, like, more and more shit, like, fucking, you know, where a lot of the secrets are and shit, just, you know, the puzzle solutions, and just, yeah, they have, like, these blue medallions, like, hanging around fucking randomly, and, like, some of the levels, I just remember being like, oh, okay, I remember this one area, because they have to fucking, like, stop and, like, look up, or, like, something like that, and just, or it's like, I recognize some of the stages from, like, the mercenary mode, and, or, like, playing, like, the multiplayer, like, versus thing they added, fucking, which is fucking always god-awful. Like, even if, I remember I played a shit ton of this fucking game, but, even then when fucking, they're like, oh, yeah, we added, I think it was, like, after the fact, I'm pretty sure, they fucking added in, like, the versus fucking shit, and it's all, like, the mercenary mode maps or whatever. We just fucking, like, team deathmatch on top of it, and just fucking, like, I remember fucking even then being like, oh yeah, this is fucking really bad even then. But I was going into, like, stages, like, I remember that from this, and or this from that, and, like, whatever, and just, you know, I played a fucking lot of this game when it was fucking new. And again, just going through this time, I'm just going through, like, now I'm just kind of, like, questioning, like, well, like, why? Like, well, why was I so fucking obsessed with this game? It's fucking, like, not, again, it's okay, but it's not, like, fucking, like, it's not really amazing. Like, you know, it wasn't fucking exciting me nearly as much now, you know what I mean? yeah, just, you know, a lot of the, first half of the game is just, like, a lot of the same fucking environments and, like, enemies and shit. It's pretty simple and fucking, like, easy and shit. And just, you know, the story and the characters are pretty fucking, like, trash, even by, like, Resident Evil standards, which are pretty low. Yeah, just fucking, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's fucking, like, questioning. Like, fuck, you know, it's kind of on the fence of just fucking, like, this is fucking, like, just a bad game. Just fucking, just going through the same shit over and over again. But one thing I will say, though, about it is I like the, I like what they did with the inventory system quite a bit. Just, that's the one good thing they had to change, for keeping co-op in mind the whole time. That ended up being for the better is how they did the inventory. Because, like, you know, they're assuming you're playing with fucking, like, two people, like, whatever. They don't want you to pause the game, you know, have one person pause the game, fucking around with all the, you know, all your items and your ammo and all that bullshit. So, they streamlined it, where all you have to do is press Y, and it brings up, like, a grid of all your shit, and just, you can get to, it's almost like a weapon wheel type of deal, but it's just fucking just like a grid, and just fucking, you can get to all your shit, real quick, and just fucking, you know, hit the button, and just fucking, like, whatever, like, equip, fucking use, you know, trade back and forth with your partner. Everything's, like, real fast and fucking, like, snappy and shit, and just, it's just, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's just fucking, you know, it's just how, like, streamlined it is in a good way. Just to, like, get rid of the bullshit. Like, you know, again, I like the fucking, like, at 4, you're playing, like, Tetris or whatever with your briefcase, and it's fucking, like, that shit's cool too, but this is fucking, you know, if you can have fucking, like, a partner with you constantly, and you're fucking, like, swapping, like, back and forth, like, this is the way to fucking do it. It was just fucking, like, no pause, and just fucking, like, bring up a wheel, just fucking click, click, fucking, you know, give me this, give me fucking ammo, give me fucking health, just, like, whatever, and just fucking, like, real fast. Unlike, which I fucking did recently, it's fucking, like, same shit. I mean, they kind of did this in, Resident Evil fucking Zero, with, you know, constantly having a fucking partner, and just fucking, that's how you don't do it. That was fucking trash. I'm just fucking, like, you know, throwing crap on the ground. That was real, real bad. You can read that review if you want, and fucking, yeah, it's Resident Evil Zero is fucking a terrible game. I was almost, like, on the fence, too, of just fucking after playing Zero and playing this, I'm like, this is gonna be, like, another Zero, fucking having to fuck with all this shit, but no, they know what they did. They fucking cleaned it up. Yeah, just fucking, yeah, pretty cool inventory system, and, everything too, all the items, like, doesn't matter what it is, it all, only takes up, like, one square. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a fucking, like, rocket launcher, fucking bullets, fucking armor, fucking, like, whatever, it's, so it's just, like, real easy like that. It's fucking easy to figure out. You're not thinking, like, oh, I got this, you know, shotgun takes up two squares. Oh, if I drop it, you know, if I fucking get rid of that and pick this up and, you know, move this, it's like, nah, it's fucking real easy. Just fucking, like, everything just takes up a fucking, takes up one square. Like, that's it. You know, again, it's all about fucking, like, speed. You know what I mean? It's all fucking making that shit, like, real, real quick. It's pretty cool. Yeah, again, it would have been a fucking, the deal breaker would have been if they fucking did like the Resident Evil fucking Zero thing. That'd be fucking terrible. Like, if that, this whole game would just be a fucking train wreck if they stuck to that. So, again, yeah, I was going through it and fucking like the first, like, whatever, half of it or so, maybe even like 2/3, I'm just fucking like, I'm on the fence. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's fucking good or bad. Doesn't really hold up very well. I'm just, I was wondering if it was that, or again, or just fucking, I had played so much of it before, like fucking just like of what I remembered of playing, which is fucking like kind of like, it's like, nothing's really like surprising. I'm not like fucking, oh, cool, like a fucking like on rail section where you're fucking shooting fucking like motorcycle dudes. It's fucking, I must have just like in the back of my head, like, oh, I've probably done this like fucking a dozen times, you know what I mean? Just, you know, if I was like burnt out on it from back then when it first came out, or it was fucking, I'm just like, I don't know, maybe it's just fucking like a dull game. Like, I don't know, fucking, you know, I could only play like a fucking chapter or two at a time and just fucking, you know, then I'd fucking like, all right, that's enough. I just fucking like quit and fucking do something else and come back to it and just, just wondering like fucking again, what did I fucking like, again, I must have loved it back then, like fucking, I don't know, maybe it's fucking, don't know, I don't know, Ouroboros, pretty much, all I have to say about that. But, then, you know, you get towards the end, though, and the game definitely fucking picks up, like, the last, like, whatever, like, two chapters out of, like, the six or whatever, so the last, like, 2/3 fucking really pick up. They get more intense than fucking, the beginning and the middle is fucking, it all kind of like looks the same. It's all kind of like paced the same type of deal. I mean, it's fucking just, it's all in like Africa. I think the whole game takes place in Africa, but I mean, you're like outside, like fucking in the sun and just fucking, you know, I'm not one of those fucking tools that fucking cries about games being like, oh, it's too brown. Like, fuck, everything's brown. These brown shooters. Ugh. Like that type of deal. I mean, you heard a lot of that shit and fucking, you know, for the 360, you know, Xbox 360, fucking that era, fucking shooter anyway, fucking all Fallout 3 and shit and just fucking, whatever. You know, I don't give a shit. Like, fucking, the game can be fucking all different shades of brown. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, fucking shit brown, I don't really care. As long as the gameplay's good, like, fucking, like, I'd honestly rather have that. I'd rather play a game in fucking black and white, you know what I mean? That fucking, the thing I hate most is fucking, like, oh, why is it not colorful? Oh, it's too fucking, like, where's all the color? It's fucking, like, I'd rather fucking, again, play a fucking black and white game than some fucking, like, garbage, like, I don't know. Disney fucking animated fucking whatever fucking all primary color fucking garbage, like, you know, as long as the fucking gameplay's good. I mean, again, that's the main thing, like fucking, or if it is going for like that dirty fucking grimy look, like fucking like Fallout 3, like that's one thing, fucking, oh, the game fucking brown, it's like, dude, it's fucking Fallout, like it's supposed to be fucking dirty and grimy and rusty and shit. Like, those games are like supposed to be brown. And fuck, like Resident Evil 5 kind of, again, like they're going for the whole like, it's like Africa, fucking all like sun bleached, like whatever, like, yeah, it makes sense. So it wasn't really like, it just fucking, it was just wearing on me as I was playing, again, the first like half or like 2/3 of it. Just fucking, just everything just kind of like looks the same, like a lot of the enemies are the fucking same, just like the same garbage and just, yeah, it's fucking, you know, I was just definitely getting fucking, like, tired of it by, like, the halfway point. I was fucking, like, if the whole game's like this, like, I don't know, it's fucking not great, but, yeah, then fucking, you know, the last third or so, I fucking mixes it up. You're in fucking, like a brightly fucking lit, like, futuristic lab and shit, and you're fighting, like, military dudes that's out, like, shooting back, and it just, you know, it turns into almost like a cover shooter, and, in some parts, like fucking, it's like, you know, I go to a wall, it's like, oh, I hit X to, like, you know, like take cover against the wall, so it's almost like whatever, like a gears or something, and just that's better. I mean, fire, they could plays better than the fucking, just again, just that same standard fucking, just like stop, fucking aim, fucking back up, aim, fucking quick turn, run away, turn around again, fucking aim, just doing that over and over again, just you know, it just it adds like more depth than that. Yeah, it's just that option of fucking taking cover. It's just like, yeah, it's like, ah, it's something else I can do. It's fucking, you know, another mechanic. It's just an improvement to fucking, you know, the same shit you've been doing for like whatever 8 hours. You know what I mean? And just again, by adding that towards the end too, it just kind of makes like the earlier part of the game, like in retrospect, like look better. I'm just fucking like, I was getting tired of that, and they added this, you know what I mean? They added something else, and it's fucking like, oh, cool. Now if I was to replay it again, you know what I mean? If I went back and it's fucking like, oh, cool. Now it's fucking like, this doesn't seem as bad. It's not the same thing all the way through type of deal. Which, yeah, it's pretty cool, I think. And just, yeah, just you know, that variety. It's not, you know, just knowing that it's not fucking one note like the whole way through. Which, again, it's I was thinking as I was playing it, like fucking, oh, I'm just gonna keep doing this for, like, you know what I mean, for like fucking all the entire game. But just fucking like, oh no, it does mix it up quite a bit towards the end. So that again makes like the entire game better, I would think. So yeah, again, I was fucking, I was like wishy-washy after playing it, you know what I mean? As I was playing, like, at first, I'm like, I don't know, fucking, this is good, this is bad, it's fucking just, once I played the whole fucking game through, just fucking, and I fucked around with, you know, there's two DLCs in there too, which aren't like great. one of them's like, you're Jill and Chris going through the mansion from one, which seemed cool. I'm like, fucking, oh, cool. They had like a whole, like, you know what I mean? They almost like a little remake almost of like the first game type of deal. Fucking only like more like action-y is what I was thinking, but there's not much to that at all. Like fucking, it's like, oh, this is like almost the entire fucking like mansion they fucking like made in this engine and shit. And you fucking like solving like a couple puzzles. I'm like, oh, this could be really cool. And then fucking like, nah, it's fucking just like an hour long thing. Or it's fucking, no, you walk through the fucking mansion, then you fucking fight like literally, I think, like four enemies or some shit. And it's fucking like, that's it. And then there's like a really shitty boss fight at the end. And then fucking like, that's it. And that was kind of disappointing. And like another one, you're fucking, and Jill and some fucking helicopter pilot, and you're fucking just, it's pretty much like a, almost like a horde mode type thing, which is fucking, they throw like a million fucking enemies at you, and you're just supposed to fucking like, almost like run to the end, and they give you like a, whatever, hold out this fucking position for like 5 minutes type of thing, and they fucking just throw a bunch of enemies at you, and that's it. And that one's a little bit better, but fucking overall, I'm like, yeah, this DLC's pretty fucking weak, but, came with the game, so whatever, but, But taking all that into account, and again, towards the end, is fucking just the last, like, again, like third of it, just fucking made the rest of the game better. I'm like, yeah, I'd say this is fucking good. Like, it's pretty still a pretty good game. Should probably fucking write a review for it, if I feel motivated. But you know, I'm fucking gonna be off. I'm gonna be off for like a, you know, not like off the fucking show or like not doing shit, but just fucking just my mental state is gonna be off for more than usual for a couple weeks instead of my, you know, instead of my usual positive fucking productive attitude I usually have. I'm known for. It's just, yeah, these fucking holidays just fucking ruin me. They fuck me all up. I fucking hate them so much. And yeah, so that was Resident Evil 5. I'm going to try to force myself to fucking write a review after this, I swear. I want to count. It might just be like a shitty one. Like, ah, it's okay. And like, that's it. And fucking like, that might be the review. I don't know. Speaking of treading the same ground again and again and again, another theme for this week of just fucking like, didn't you talk about that last week and probably the week before? Yeah, probably. But, I've been playing a lot of the same shit, but Civilization 6, I actually don't know if I fucking played it, but Civilization 6 and ads for a callback to the beginning of the episode about ads. YouTube ads in particular, because I fucking love those. But I'm trying to fucking watch something on fucking YouTube, and the ad they fucking show in the front for fucking Civilization 6, and fucking I'm like, ah, whatever, I have that fucking game and I don't want to watch this fucking garbage ad, so I go to fucking like skip it, skip ad, then fucking I hold off for a fucking second because it's not, you know, the ad's not just fucking this like, hey, buy our fucking game type of deal. It's not fucking like, oh, hey, go run out and buy Civilization 6. It's fucking, it ends up being this like 5 minute fucking like narrated tutorial about how to fight the fucking barbarians in the early game of Civilization 6, and just like, oh, how the fucking barbarians fucking operate and, Or how they're fucking supposed to operate anyway, and they just, they don't mention, the ad didn't fucking mention how they'll pretty much, like, ignore all the other fucking civilizations and fucking beeline it to you, but, you know, hey, it's a fucking ad, what do you expect? They're not gonna tell you the fucking negative part of it, but, that's just a fucking, I just thought it was a fucking weird thing. It's fucking like, this is like borderline, like infomercial type of thing. Fucking, you know, it's about the fucking game mechanics of Civ 6 and just, of course it's like this fucking like super simple, like perfect scenario type of fucking tutorial type thing they're showing. I just thought it was odd. It's just fucking like, it's like a video you'd see on like the fucking, you know, Firaxis fucking channel or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? The fucking like official like Civilization 6 fucking or like 2K channel of just fucking like, oh, here's like a, you know, developers fucking tell you how to, you know, show you how to play and fucking blah, blah, blah type of deal, like pro tip type of thing. Or if like whatever, like a fan, like to like doing like a how to like video guide, but, and this fucking like, no, but no, it's just fucking, it's like, this is like their ad, you know what I mean? So how they're selling the game, apparently it was fucking like showing you how to fucking play it and just, and then I'm looking like fucking like, oh, also like fucking other like ads, like recommended videos. It's fucking like a bunch of them is fucking like the playing next to you, whatever. It's a whole fucking like series of these fucking all these fucking ads, like all about like 5 minutes or more long to showing you how to play the fucking game. Just like, dude, I'm looking at that. It's like, dude, shouldn't all this shit just be like something you'd want to put like, oh, I don't know, like put it in the fucking game, you know what I mean? Like put these fucking videos in the fucking game and not like fucking as like YouTube ads. It's just like, dude, I don't know. I said it before as I was talking about like Civilization 6, it's fucking, dude, I'm not against like complex games and shit, but you know, the ramp up to like, you know, the learning process of like how to like put all that shit in there, just fucking that shit needs to be like crystal fucking clear and just like easily fucking accessible from the fucking game, you know what I mean? The fucking, like, you know, fucking when you put that shit like outside the game, it's like, dude, you know you fucked up. And just like, I don't think I even fucking played the game this fucking week, but it's fucking, I just saw that and I was just fucking like, huh, yep, I fucking pretty much what I thought. So pretty much like what I said before, I was just fucking like, dude, you guys need to like, yeah, do a better like tutorial. But anyway, fucking continuing to fucking jump all over the place and talk about shit fucking only like tangentially related to fucking games, Black Mirror, which, I think I might have talked about it before, talked about the fucking first like season or whatever. And they have a new season out on fucking Netflix. The third one, I believe. It's how they're categorizing it. It kind of sucks. And just, I really like the fucking, those first two seasons there, which was only like six episodes, I think. It was fucking, they broke it down like three episodes a season or something like that. And then, so like some, so like hour long, like special, like Christmas special or some shit. Yeah, so I fucking, you know, I watched that, like, I hadn't seen that one before, so I watched the fucking, that Christmas special, fucking whatever, Black, White Christmas, I think it's called, Black Christmas, White Christmas, something like that. And that was really good, too, and it's fucking, you know, very, very fucking, like, topical, like, on point fucking thing, is, you know, the Christmas, episode. It had to do with the fucking, you know, the aftermath of fucking blocking people on social media and, So it was like an hour and a half fucking show with three stories that ended up like connecting to each other, and it's all being told by like these two guys like stranded inside a fucking cabin, like being like snowed in and shit. And so really good fucking hour and a half fucking show. And it's just all together, like out of those like whatever six episodes and that special, just yeah, I really liked about like half of them, like, you know, like the whatever three or four of them, like fucking like, wow, these are fucking like really good, like I really liked them. And then like the other ones that I wasn't too hot on, like I think there's only like one that is fucking I thought was fucking bad, but all the other ones I'm like fucking like, ah, oh, those are at least like interesting, you know what I mean. Then I watched the fucking new season. It's pretty much like the opposite. I mean, there's fucking six episodes, and only one of them was like fucking wow, that was really good. And fucking the one about the fucking some kid gets fucking filmed fucking jacking off, and he gets blackmailed into doing all sorts of shit to keep the video from being like posted to his family and his fucking Facebook and all that bullshit. And just, there's more to it than that. Just fucking, you know, there's a few good fucking twists, and It ends up being fucking really dark and shit, but, you know, it's just a good, like, well-written, fucking, like, story, fucking well-acted, all that shit, fucking, like, that one episode of fucking was really, really good. But then the other fucking five of them I thought were fucking complete garbage, just fucking, most of them feel like they should have been, like, half an hour long, but, they pad them all out to, you know, just add shit to fucking make them last an hour, and just fucking, you can see all that shit, you know, all, like, the twist and shit. It's like, dude, you can see all that shit coming, and just fucking, then you're just, like, sitting there watching for, like, the rest of the episode, just like, yep, yeah, no shit, just fucking, you know, keep going, move it along, like, something else is gonna happen, just fucking, like, I don't know. A couple of them aren't even fucking like horror or like sci-fi at all. It's just like, oh, he has like a drama, and then like we tacked on like some bullshit, like tacked on like, oh, hey, look, they're using some kind of like technology, like, you know, type of deal. It's fucking, no, shoehorn that in, fucking, there you go, it's a Black Mirror episode, like, type of deal. And just, one of them was fucking, video game heavy about some fucking American kid who fucking, gets stranded in like Australia, I think. He's got no money, so he takes on a job as a video game tester, and they start doing these, like augmented reality, like horror game fucking thing that's like totally, I'm fucking like completely like immersive and shit. So he doesn't know what's real or not, and he's fucking signing up to be like a tester for that. And just, once I got the fucking, the premise, and I started getting kind of pissed at that, because I wrote a fucking full script, like, years ago, full fucking movie script, is fucking, basically the same fucking thing, just fucking, you know, an unemployed fucking gamer takes a job where fucking shady people drill holes into his fucking head and fucking hook up wires and shit to his brain, and they fucking run tests on him. I wrote that like fucking like years ago, so fucking I was just like, oh shit, like there goes that idea, like fucking now this is out, like fucking they fucking scrap that, even though whatever, just sitting on a fucking shelf somewhere, I was not like, really gonna do anything with it. But then I fucking watched like that full episode, and just fucking like, ah, well, that sucked. Like, that was fucking really bad, fucking really corny, and just fucking main guy's a fucking fruitcake, and just, there's a lot of fucking filler in there. It's just fucking like boring to watch. It's fucking like, ah, my script's fucking much better. So yeah. Again, I don't know what I'll ever fucking end up doing with that, but it's there on a fucking shelf, and just, you know. My plan is fucking, if I'm just like totally fucking, if I have absolutely fucking nothing else to talk about on here, that's in my fucking back pocket, I'm just fucking, you know what I mean, fucking, no, fucking just start reading this, I guess, because I fucking like nothing to say. That's when you know I've hit fucking rock bottom. Or you can email me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com if you want to hear like an old timey like radio drama, like I can read on here. Who knows? Maybe I'll even make it like a separate feed. Probably not. That'd be way too much work. But, but Black Mirror, then fucking, yeah, the last episode on there, it's like almost like full fucking movie length. It's like, oh, an hour and a half or something like that. And it really fucking shouldn't be. It's really fucking like thin. It's about, killer robot bees, and it's pretty fucking bad, and it's almost like, Birdemic levels of fucking bad, and not fucking funny like Birdemic. It's just fucking like, this is like bad, cheesy, like sci-fi channel garbage, and fucking, it's about a fucking like anarchist or some shit fucking starting a Twitter hashtag that kills people from fucking robot bee attacks, and fucking it ends up targeting everyone who used the fucking hashtag instead, and just fucking like, I don't know. Oh, I just don't get like, oh, it's fucking all these bees, fucking robot bees, fucking not the bees type of deal. Fucking, that's like making a big deal. Like, oh, we gotta like protect this girl, and fucking, you know, they lock her in a fucking room, and it's fucking like, oh, block all the vents so the fucking bees don't get her. And just like, dude, ever heard of like, I don't know, like a beekeeper suit? Like that would, that just fucking like end it there? I don't know. It sucks. It's fucking pretty bad. I just say, if you're gonna watch Black Mirror, just fucking, yeah, watch those fucking first, like, six, and the, whatever, and the fucking, that Christmas special, and just probably skip the entire new season, except for that one good one. My recommendations. That's it. I'm done. I'm gonna cut it here, and I'm going to, I don't know, I bought fucking, Star Wars Battlefront. That was my Black Friday deal for, like, fucking the Ultimate Edition for, like, whatever, like, $20, all the shit in there. I started playing it fucking last night, and fucking, like, dude, this game's, like, dead. Like, I was fucking sitting there waiting for a game for, like, ever. They, like, condensed all the playlists into, like, fucking, like, three, and even then, fucking just sitting there forever. But, I'm gonna go do something. GruntFreePress.com is the website. podcast@GruntFreePress.com is the email. And I'm Absolute Deicide, and have yourself a merry little gay, really gay Christmas.
The Madam Wong, starwood through the whiskey on the strip. You can hear the crashing blastings from a band that come to be real hip and get a record contract from the talent scouts today. They'll sell the rats, their cocks and balls, they'll take the check and walk away. If they're lucky, they'll get famous for a week or two perhaps. They'll buy some ugly clothes to wear and hope the business don't collapse before some stupid magazine decides they're really good. They're a Tinseltown rebellion band from downtown Hollywood. Tinseltown rebellion. Town, rebellion band. It's a little bitty Tinseltown rebellion. It's Tinseltown rebellion band. They used to play all kinds of stuff, and some of it was nice. Some of it was musical. Took some guy's advice. To get a record deal, he said they would have to be more punk. Forget their chops and play real dumb, or else they would be sunk. So off they go to SIR to learn some stupid rap.
It's the 80s again.
And when they think they've got it, they launch a new career. Who gives a fuck if what they claim? More of leather groups.
Eye to eye, or rock you like a nincompoop.
And plastic groups.
Women good.
And groups that look real queer. Come to see and
pretend not to hear. But then again, the system works as perfect as a dream. It works for all of those record company pricks who come to skim the cream from the cesspools of excitement where Jim Morrison once stood. It's that Tinseltown rebellion from down, down, down,
down, down, down.
Town, town, town,
town, town, town, town,
la, 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 li, 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 li. We'll be right back.